Asher? Asher?
Miss Brinstone?
He's alive, but I don't know. It's almost like he's in a trance, but it doesn't look like anything I'm familiar with. I thought for sure that would work.
So what do we do?
Well, based on what I've learned so far, I think we're looking for an exceptionally skilled alchemist. And once I find them, I can very gently and calmly ask them what the ever-loving hell this is and how to fix it.
Hold on. Everyone else woke up. So why is only Asher still in a trance?
Alchemy is tricky, and everyone's body reacts a bit differently. I do a little myself. If you're good, the effects can be mostly consistent, but every now and then... Well, I think poor Asher had a bad reaction to whatever was in that mist. I'll try to see what I can find in my books, but it would really be a lot faster if I could find out directly from the alchemist.
Can I help?
Let me know if you hear anything around town. I'm going to go back to my tent and see what I can learn on my own tonight. Ugh, goddess, I really should have paid more attention in alchemy. All right. If you do a titration using essence of jasmine at 0.4 molar. Ah! More coffee will help.
One pint of the blue wheat, please.
Coming right up.
Did you hear about that crazy stuff going on at the bazaar?
Oh my gosh, yes. It's insane.
Who do you think is behind it?
So, I have this theory.
Okay. Come on, Lumi. Buck up. You are a queen. No, you are a goddess. You can solve anything. All you need to do is solve for what percentage more coffee.
So my uncle keeps talking to this new guy in town. I'm sorry, can I help you?
Oh, I'm so sorry to be eavesdropping. It's just... I work at the bazaar, and it'd be nice to figure out what's going on, you know?
Oh, you poor thing! Julie, tell him what you know.
Oh, hold on. Let me get out my notepad.
Well, here's what I know.
I've got it! I've finally got it! So... if I take an extremely large quantity of essence of jasmine, say 300 kilograms, and distill it down to its purest form, and then if I crush 3 grams of amethyst, run it over a hot flame, and... ah, crap. What's the boiling point of amethyst? Okay, Lumi, this is fine. I don't need sleep. I'll just power through, and surely I'll have this solved by morning.
Luminaris, are you in there?
Huh? Oh, yeah, Ezra, come on in.
Luminaris, you're never going to guess. Oh, yikes.
I'm fine. What did you learn?
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Are you sure? Because you don't look fine.
The point, Ezra.
Okay. So, I went to the Ruby Katina last night to see what I could learn, and I ran into a woman, Julie, and her friend Esther, who was very cute, by the way.
Let's pick up the pace on this story.
Testy. Jeez.
Sorry. I didn't get much sleep. Continue.
So, Julie's uncle's apparently been talking to someone new that recently moved to town. Someone that specializes in alchemy.
Holy shit, Snacks, Ezra. Good work, my man.
How did things go last night?
Could have been better. Let's focus on Yorley, though. Where can we find him?
That's the problem. Julie didn't know and started getting really annoyed with me when I kept pushing the issue.
All right. Let's see. Where would we find an alchemist? I've got it! I'm fairly certain the alchemist would need essence of jasmine. Do you know where someone would get that?
So, I know a guy at the bazaar that might know.
Really? Would you happen to know a name and where we could find him? I actually could use some jasmine for one of my potions anyway.
David, buddy, how's it going?
Buddy? Do I know you? Oh, wait. You're Asher's new assistant, right?
Yeah. We all had lunch together on my first day and... You know what? Never mind. Hey, I know you sell essence of rose here. Do you happen to know where we could get essence of jasmine?
Nah. I don't think anyone sells it here.
Alright. Thanks anyway.
Oh, wait! I think there's a new guy in town that was going to open a jasmine store.
And where might we find him?
Other end of the bazaar. Levi's Falafel.
Well, I feel like we just hiked the whole bazaar to get here, but that's all right. I could go for some falafel. Oh, but first, is that Sunstrike?
Best in the continent. 2 pallets for the price of 1, today only.
Perfect. I'm running low on potions for my illumination spells. I'll take the lot. Put it on Ezra's tab.
What?
Let's go, Ezra. Time's a-wastin'. Ooh, that smells so good.
Hello, my new friends. What can I get you?
Let's do some falafel and lavash bread, please.
Of course. Any vegetables?
Oh, no. Just blob a bunch of that tahini right on top and I'm good. Oh, I'm sorry, Ezra. Did you want anything?
Are we going to ask him about the new guy?
About the what? Oh.
So... You're Levi, right?
That's me.
We are looking for someone, and our friend David said you might be able to help us find him. New guy in town, might be opening a jasmine stall.
Oh yes, comes here all the time.
Fantastic. What's his name and where can we find him?
No idea.
Oh, well, is there any sort of pattern to when he visits then?
Nope, sorry. It's pretty often, but not very predictable.
Well, Levi, load up some more falafel for me. We've got ourselves a stakeout. And then I swam up to that mermaid, and I was like, not today, you stinking mermaid. And she was so intimidated, she just let everyone go. The whole town cheered and cheered when I came back to shore, and then threw me this great big parade, and... Oh, shoot, I'm out of falafel. Hey, Levi?
That's your 6th order. Do you really need another one?
It's not any of your business how much I eat, and not that you needed to know, but magic increases my caloric needs for the day. So, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to get myself some more. Levi? Oh, hold on. Levi's got a customer walking up and... Ezra, do you smell jasmine?
I definitely smell jasmine.
I think we found our guy. Oh my goddess, did he not get tahini sauce on his falafel? definitely the bad guy.
So what do we do? Confront him?
No. We need to see his operation. If I grab him now, there's a chance he'll be uncooperative and not help us release Asher from his trance. But if I follow him back, I can at least see his setup and figure out a little more about how to help Asher if he doesn't cooperate. What do you think you're doing?
Coming with you.
No, no, no. You are not. It's not safe. Go back and check on Asher. Ezra, no. Bad. Stay. Stay.
Ugh. Fine. I'll go check on Asher.
Good boy. I'll be back before you know it. Seriously? It's like around the corner from David's stall. Could have been spared all that walking. You know what? Never mind. I'm here now. Although, to be fair, I probably should have guessed it would be the creepy abandoned building. All right, Lumi. What to do next? Knock on the front door, I guess? Open sesame? No, of course it wouldn't be easy. Ugh. I've barely had time to meditate today, but you gotta do what you gotta do. Open to reveal the path within me. Sigillum Rumpel. Ow! Oh, ho, ho, ho! We're going to play it that way, huh? Whatever. There's always more than one way into a building. I just need a window. Blammo! All right, if you've got a magic seal on the door, I'll just have to break in the old-fashioned way with a rock to the window. Oh. Nope. Nope. Okay, Loomis. New plan. We will get a bigger rock. I will not be defeated by a stupid window.
Excuse me, miss.
Oh, hi.
May I ask why you're throwing rocks at my window?
There was a bug.
A bug?
Mm-hmm. A real big one. It looked super dangerous, and it was trying to get into your home, and... I know this isn't working, and you're about to throw some sort of magical solution at me, aren't you?
Sure am.
Ugh. I'm going to need a lot of meditation later. Clear the air so I may breathe. Sikjum.
Ah, a witch, huh?
Luminaris Brimstone. Pleasure to meet you. And your name is?
None of your concern.
It is, though.
You look a little pale there, Luminaris. Perhaps you need to rest up for a bit.
Perhaps you need to shut your dumb mouth. Now, are you going to come quietly, or do I need to break out the big girl spells?
I think you and I both know the answer to that. Your power is waning. Do you smell jasmine?
Ah, son of a...
So much for the powerful witch.
That didn't take long for her to go down.
I could see her weakening. Good work distracting her while I prepared for the next heist.
She's pretty easily distractible. And hungry. Seriously, she eats, like, all the time.
Well, Maybe if she rested more to regain her power instead of eating all the time, she wouldn't be in this predicament.
Okay, I don't know if you guys were trying to fat shame me or what, but that'll teach you to... stay down. You're going to make me use up all of my ground gallberry. You know how hard that stuff is to get? Earthen forces knock you to the ground. Imperium! Huh. Looks like your assistant got away. He's a lot smarter than you. You know that. Now, where do you think he might have run off to?
I don't know. He was always an odd boy.
Fine. Don't be helpful. But for this next question, I'm going to need you to think real hard about telling me the truth. How can I release someone from that trance?
You couldn't figure it out on your own.
I'm going to have to massively stock up, thanks to you. Give me the information I want, or I will pull it from you. Extractor. Want to try that one more time?
Thank you, Lumi. I don't know how we can ever repay you.
You mean aside from the big bag of money you set aside for me?
Yes, of course. So...
No.
It's gone.
That little shit.
I'll give you what I can, but I had saved up quite a while for that amount already.
Tell you what. Buy me some falafel to go, and we'll call it even.
Really?
You don't owe me anymore. Ezra does. Ambrosia!
Hello, beautiful witch. I have missed you dearly.
I could use your assistance locating someone.
That shopkeeper assistant boy that ran out of town?
Yes, actually. Did you know because of the psychic stuff?
No, just common sense. But sit and let me see if I can help my beautiful witch.
Thank you, Ambrosia. I really appreciate it.
Give me your hand.
Oh, wow. Your hands are still really soft.
Now close your eyes and picture this boy you search for.
Okay, closing my eyes.
Shh, you must be quiet.
Oh, okay, sorry. Being quiet now.
I see trees.
Trees? Like, what kind of trees?
Shh.
Oh, right, sorry.
I see water. That is where you'll find him.
What? That's it.
That is your answer.
Wow. Oh, thank you so much. This should be super easy now.
One fun night of sex only buys you so much, witch.
Wait. So I can get a better answer if we, you know.
After that rude sarcasm, Ambrosia is done with you out.
Oh, come on. You have to admit that was extremely vague.
I said out.
Okay. Jeez. I'm leaving.